Christ has risen.
Alleluia. Christ has risen indeed. Let's try that again. Christ has risen.
Alleluia. Christ has risen indeed.
Amen. Good morning, and we welcome you this Easter morning to Gates Presbyterian Church. And whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will be an elder standing at the communion table following worship to receive any of your questions. And of course, the bulletin is full of calendars and announcements. We also have a special welcome this morning to our youngest worshipers. GPC takes very seriously the fact that children are a very important part of our worshiping community. We know that the little ones can get a little wiggly and giggly sometimes, but that's okay. We count that as part of our joyful noise that we make to God. Though, if an adult starts to get a little uncomfortable with that, you are welcome to visit the nursery, which is down the hall. Friends, let us gather together and proclaim the good news that Christ is risen.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. In the quietness and darkness, death was shown for what it is. Let our praises sing. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Very early in the morning, God created all that is good and beautiful. Very early in the morning, a mother placed her newborn in a manger. Very early in the morning, the good news was shared with frightened friends that Jesus was risen and alive in our midst. Let us confess the fears and the amazement we bring this morning. Please join me in the prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. God of new life, you have shown us another way, and yet we cling to the way things are, rather than the way you intend them to be. The tomb is empty, yet we confess that we too often have chosen the ways that lead to death. Forgive our dread of dying, our hopelessness, and set us free to receive the love you show us in Jesus Christ. Help us trust your power to change lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of the life abundant, given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Now let us offer up to God our own silent prayers of confession. In the light of the cross, the alternative is anything but hopeless. We are called to change who we are into the kingdom of God. Where change is possible, new resurrections loom. Jesus Christ is risen today. We are forgiven. Alleluia.
Children forward. Good morning. Happy Easter. I'm so happy to see all of you here today. You look beautiful and handsome, and I'm just plain glad you're here. I brought a few things to show you. What do you think's in here? Shoes? It's what? It's empty. What do you think's in here? Glasses? Whoops, it's empty. You said empty, you were right. You know, Easter is all about an empty tomb. Jesus's empty tomb. A long time ago, when people died, they put them in tombs. And in Jesus' days, tombs were like caves. Well, after Jesus was killed, some of his very closest friends took his body and put his body in a tomb, in a cave. They were very, very sad. They cried and they cried and they cried for 3 days. And then they decided to go back to the tomb. Maybe they'd feel better if they were closer to where Jesus' body was. But guess what? When they got there, they were very surprised because the tomb was empty. And Jesus was alive again. That's why we celebrate Easter, because we too are excited that Jesus is alive again. So I'm wondering, where do you think the shoes are that were in this box? At my house? Nope, they're on my feet. That's exactly right. And so, yep, see him? And where do you think the glasses are that were in this case? On my head. You're exactly right. And where do you think Jesus of the empty tomb is? Alex? You're exactly right. In my heart, in our hearts. And you know, one of the ways that we can share that Jesus is alive again is by telling people and acting as if Jesus is in our heart by being kind and nice to the people we know. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day and that you enjoy your Easter, while you celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive again. So let's have a prayer. Oh God, thank you for bringing Jesus alive again. Help us to share that good news with people around us. Amen. All right.
The first reading this morning is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food, shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy all on my holy mountain, says the Lord.
All of creation praises God this morning, and it is wonderful to hear the many ways we do that gathered. Let us pray together. Eternal God, on this glad Easter morning, we gather as your people. We gather with the women, the earliest disciples, with the church of every generation, at the empty tomb, all of us, of all ages, to hear the story of the risen Christ again. Open it to us once more in this place. Surprise us, challenge us, comfort us, transform us by the power of your word and the hope of Jesus, who was dead but is risen, and who offers us new life again. Amen. And let us hear that story anew. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. They told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to be an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves, and then he went home amazed at what had happened. Well, while the bell choir gets seated, I have a question for you all this morning. So, what is it that you believe about the resurrection? Now, there's a fun question to get people uncomfortable about on this great Easter morning with so many guests and family with us. But relax, it isn't a test. And I promise I won't ask for your answer when we shake hands following service either. I promise. Though it is a good question for us to roll around in our hearts and our minds as we gather on this morning, especially if we haven't given it a whole lot of thought lately. What is it that I believe about the resurrection? I'm not necessarily asking you what you've been told to believe by your parents or Sunday school teachers or even a preacher, though I'm sure a few voices in there were at least helpful or influential. I mean, at least I hope so. And now you might be able to regurgitate what you believe is doctrinally sound or what you think you should say, but remember, I promised this isn't a test. But what is it that you believe about this man called Jesus, who was dead and is now risen? If you're thinking, I'm not really sure what I believe, you are in very good company. The women in the Easter story this morning show up to an empty tomb. The stone is rolled away, and there are some strange men wearing outfits better described by Joan Rivers on Oscar night than a gospel writer at a cemetery, standing there where the dead body should be. Dazzling, Luke writes. But more impressive than the wardrobe choice are the words, "He is not here. He is risen." And then they ask the women to remember what Jesus told them. We don't know how much time goes by, but eventually the women do remember. And this whole episode doesn't seem to make much sense to those first witnesses to the resurrection. But after a bit of time, it sinks in. Ah! And they set off to go tell their friends, Jesus' followers. The disciples, or the apostles, who remained closest to Jesus, have a little bit of a different reaction. They listen long enough for the women to tell them this story. And then they judge it to be an idle tale. Or in Greek, the word is leros. The reaction of the disciples is unfortunately a bit sanitized for us this morning. So let's put it into context. I would say that it's probably a fair assumption that at some point over this weekend, many of us watched a game or two of March Madness basketball. Whether it was Syracuse tromping all over Marquette yesterday afternoon, or if you're a member of my house, there was a lot of cheering that went on at the end of the Michigan game. We won't discuss what happened to Michigan State or Ohio State. I happen to be a big Louisville fan, so I'm looking forward to what they bring to the court this afternoon. And needless to say, during Easter dinner today, in a few of our households, just maybe, a game might be on in the background. Or maybe there's someone getting a sneak peek of a recap under the table on their iPhone. I know you're having trouble imagining all of this. But bear with me for a moment. Because maybe, just maybe, with mouths full of Easter ham, choice words are yelled at a ref making a bad call. I'm going to guess that those few choice words will not include idle tale, idle tale. Can I get an amen? The translation of the Greek word leros might better be translated with the words yelled at a ref making a bad call. Other translations of the Bible read pure nonsense or fairy tale. The disciples' response to the women telling them that Jesus was not dead, he was risen, was far, far from the implication of it being an idle tale. It was garbage, they said. Or as Anna Carter Florence renders it, tilde, at symbol, dollar sign, question mark, percentage sign, ampersand, exclamation point, asterisk. Whew, there. Sometimes that helps when we use language like that to release that pent-up energy. And if this word, leros, were a gesture, well, we won't go there. Bottom line is the word leros only appears once in the Bible. And it is not a word that friends use with other friends when they are grieving the same loss. It is not the word we use when someone we know and love and trust shares with us what it is that they believe about Jesus' resurrection. The women in Luke's gospel do not see the body. There is no gardener to cling to, no feet of a savior to hold. They have a word, a message. And it isn't just that there is some resuscitated corpse loose in the world. They are dealing with this whole new situation. That there is a new heaven and a new earth, in the words of the prophet Isaiah. The rules aren't the same anymore. If violence, fear, and death aren't the end, then what the leros are we supposed to do? Some of the ancient texts lack Peter's response of his taking the disbelief and going to check things out for himself. But even when he does go to the tomb, he doesn't get any more proof than the women. In fact, he gets less. The dapper men in their dazzling clothes who spoke to the women are gone. Peter only sees the empty tomb and the linen. And then he goes home, amazed at what had happened.
with the women and Peter, and eventually the disciples believed about the resurrection, wasn't captured by doctrine or dogma, easy answers or scientific proof. What happened was frightened, grieving, and pretty well hopeless men and women were somehow transformed into a courageous, compassionate, and hope-filled community who could not stop living their lives in a completely different way after this experience. They went from people who could see nothing more than the fear and the darkness and the violence and death of Good Friday to being a community committed to seeing the reality of Easter and resurrection all around them. And we have that opportunity, not only on this day, but every day, to deny or affirm what it is that we believe about Jesus' resurrection. So what does it mean for our lives? In the words of theologian Peter Rollins, I deny the resurrection every time I do not serve at the feet of the oppressed, each day that I turn my back on the poor. I deny the resurrection of Christ when I close my ears to the cries of the downtrodden and lend my support to an unjust and corrupt system. He continues, however, there are moments when I affirm the resurrection, few and far between as they are. I affirm it when I stand up for those who are forced to live on their knees, when I speak for those who have their tongues torn out, when I cry for those who have no more tears left to shed. When we say that we believe in the resurrection, it means we affirm with our very lives God's ongoing work of resurrection in this world to transform from violence to peace, from death to life, from fear to faith, from hostility to love, from hoarding what we've got to sharing what is entrusted to us, from Leros to Alleluia. Christ is risen. Thanks be to God.
I invite you to stand and affirm your faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. God of the risen Christ, you are a God of astonishing surprises, and we stand in amazement that you bring life out of death. Indeed, the despair of the cross has been replaced by joyful shouts of Christ is risen. We are Easter people, yet we confess that sometimes the tombs of our lives seem overwhelming. We hear reports of violence and we yearn for peace. We hear cries of suffering and we yearn for justice. We hear struggles within our own family and friends and we yearn to find help. Continue to remind us, O God, that you are the God of new life. Bring Easter to our eyes, our ears, our lives, and our world. Take away our fears and doubts. Help us to embrace the resurrection hope of Christ, not only believing what is, but also believing what can be. For we want to take the good news of sacred renewal into the world around us. And we ask, O God, that you hear us as together we pray the prayer our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let us bring our gifts forward.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today we are redeemed. Today we remember that although at times we may feel burdened by the weight of our own crosses, Jesus triumphed over the cross and promises new life. These gifts are our promise to you that we will share the new life of Easter with all people. Bless them and bless us. Amen.
With us the peace and hope of new life, and may the Holy Spirit go with you now and always. Alleluia. Amen.